Please be seated. So yesterday, I attended one of the listening sessions that our bishop, that our diocese has been offering around the diocese for the past few weeks. So our very own Susan Goff, Bishop Goff, was there with many of the diocesan staff members in attendance. And I know some of you attended the one that is locally, was in Aquia, and then others of you were there yesterday as well. So when I was at this session with Bishop Goff and other clergy and lay people from around the diocese, I realized that what Paul is talking about is true. It was true when he wrote it, and it is still true today, that we are all God's servants for a common purpose working together. Now, Bishop Goff invited us to discuss several topics, some of which we discussed last year at a listening session, but it boiled down to this. We focused in four different areas. We talked about healing across differences, and those differences can be racism, LGBTQ, or even the political divide that we've been experiencing in our country. We talked about the various ways we connect with each other and share our faith. We talked about ways to strengthen our financial health as a diocese and ultimately as our parishes, and how we can honor and care for God's creation, our world. Now, within each of these groups, the bishop asked us two questions. What do you think God's vision is for this area of ministry in the Diocese of Virginia? And how might you imagine our working together on this? What do you need from others to live more fully into this ministry? What do you think God's vision is? Now, I thought that was a very powerful question. And I think the bishop is calling us both as parishes and as the diocese to do what Paul says, to come together, to work together for the sake of the gospel. So then how can we be the church? Well, as Paul reminds us, we are all God's servants, and yet just in different physical locations, whether it's in Corinth or whether it's in Woodbridge or whether it's in Manassas or Alexandria or somewhere else. We are all God's servants working together to spread the love of Christ to our communities and to the world. Now, Bishop Goff asking this question about God's vision, I think that's something we can apply to ourselves. And this is certainly a question that your discernment committee and your vestry will be pondering over the next few months. What is God's vision for our parish? Bishop Goff reminded us that the answers to those questions will reshape budgeting, staffing, visioning. She said this in the context of the diocese. However, I would offer that it is also true for us. So then, how might we bring our lives, our experience of the parish and the diocese, and our actions in line with what God desires for us? How do we seek God's will in this situation? Well, Bishop Goff, in her most recent newsletter, invited us to seek God in this way. She says, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ calls us to be light, have life, share joy, and all so that Jesus' love will be known in the world. Christ calls us to be light, have life, share joy, and all so that Jesus' love will be known in the world. Now, when the Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the Corinthians, he knew that they had challenges, just like any parish. And it's thought that Paul wrote this letter in about 55 AD, just a few years after he had been there, potentially only 3 years after he had been with this group and sharing the gospel. So they are a brand new church, a brand new community, new to God, new to Christ, because Corinth was a city known for its commerce, for its politics, for philosophy, think Greek philosophers, and also for its pagan worship. It sits on the edge of the Mediterranean, and there was a temple to the goddess Aphrodite that sat at the center of their lives. So their world was full of others who were offering what they said were truth and wisdom, especially the philosophers. The pagan worship literally was not Christian. And so Paul spends the first part of this letter to Corinth literally imploring them to focus on Christ, saying that Christ is the wisdom and the truth that they need to cling to. He sees that they are led by different ideas and leaders, and that their culture may actually be sort of pulling them in all these different directions. So he says, he talks about himself, and then he talks about Apollos. And he says, some plant and some water, all for a common purpose. But it is God who gives growth. It is God who gives the growth. Meaning that the church was not just Paul's. The church was not just belonging to Apollos. The church belongs to God. And God is the one who gives the growth. Now, in our gospel passage from Jesus today, it is incredibly overwhelming, right? It is packed with all these different laws and commandments from the Torah. And to properly understand it, you really need to go back and look at what divorce and marriage and the commandments said about that time. But at its base, at its core, Jesus is calling us to pay attention to what we say and what we do. It's about restoring relationships in the midst of what is broken. And even offering or asking for reconciliation. When Jesus talks about the yes, yes, and no, no, it has to do with taking an oath and knowing that if you take an oath, then that means it's real, right? Then that means this is a pact. But Jesus is saying, don't just take an oath to know that someone was honest. Be honest. Just be honest. Be integrated. Be an integrated self. So that your actions and your words will match. And this is not just a rule book that Jesus has come up with. Jesus knows that when we do this, we are in line. We are in balance with who we are, with our souls, with our very being. Because God calls us to this kind of integrity. God calls us to this life of faith. Because that is where our fullest joy is. That is where we can be most fully ourselves. Now again, it's all about restoring relationships. And God is the one that gives the growth. So what Jesus is saying, he's talking about what God does to bring about restoration. And the work of God's grace in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is restoring what we cannot fix. So that doesn't mean that we can fix every relationship. But what it does mean is that we need God. We need God's help in our relationships. We need God's help in our world. And we need to call on God daily, hourly, every minute. Now, we ask God through the Holy Spirit to restore us to those places, in those places where we are broken, knowing that, again, it's not us that has the full power to reconcile. God is the one who gives the growth. Our job is to show up, to be faithful, to acknowledge when we have been dishonest, to acknowledge when we have erred and strayed, and to take that to God, to take that to our brothers and sisters, and to keep God in the equation at all times. Because God wants us to have relationships, whole and real relationships. Because God knows that life can be hard and challenging, and that community is important. The community is where we find what the bishop was talking about, light and life and joy. It is not by ourselves in a cave that we find all of these things. It is in community. And I believe God wants what is best for us, even when we may not know what that is for ourselves. God wants what's best for us. And trusting God is that first step. Leaning into what the bishop said, which all comes from Scripture, be light, have life, share joy. Seeking God's will in our lives, in our parish, in our church leadership. This is how we work on restoring relationships, and we offer God the opportunity to restore what's been broken. That's how we show up, is to be light, have life, and share joy. So I'd like to close with a prayer that Bishop Goff wrote for the diocese. God of light and life, God of joy and love, increase in us, we pray, the faith to see you at work in the stories around us. Give us eyes to recognize your presence in each other and in the ordinary moments of our daily lives. Give us courage and strength in these times of change, and empower us to live with hope. Make us shine with your light. Make us burn with your life. Make us glow with your joy. And all so that your love will be revealed more and more in this world. Amen.